Hey everyone, welcome into the Real Estate Investing Show, our first live show of 2022. I'm Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor. And on this channel, we teach you how to become a more intelligent real estate investor and to take better care of your money because the government is not going to do that for you. The government is going to continue to print money. The government is going to raise interest rates to battle inflation. The government is $28 trillion in debt. So we need to take care of ourselves, right? We need to plan effectively for our own families. We cannot rely on the government to do it for us. Now, it is that time of year when everyone is talking about resolutions and setting goals. This is one of my favorite times of the year, and I'm excited to kick off our first show this year in 2022 by talking about resolutions and goal setting. Now, there was a large-scale study that just came out, which I found really interesting. And it found that most of the participants listed as their goals the following. Number one on the list, and 33% of the respondents said that they focused on health. That's a big goal for me. I'd like to lose some weight, get better shape this year, get better sleep. So far, so good. In 2022, I have not had one alcoholic beverage this year, not even just a glass of wine. So I'm going to try to really limit that as much as I can in 2022. You know, if we go out with friends here and there, I'm not going to go crazy, but I am really not going to make that a part of my nighttime routine. I don't need all those extra calories. I don't need to feel like crap. I don't need this alcohol in my body. So physical health, right? Making sure that we're getting better sleep. I can see that that's a top of mind for a lot of people. 33% said physical health. 20% said lose weight, which is also physical health, but 20% said lose weight. I'd like to do the same thing. 13% said they want to change their eating habits. Are you noticing a trend? Eating habits, weight loss, physical health? 9% chose personal growth. They want to grow personally, whether spiritually, they want to spend more time meditating, they want to become better organized in their life, something I desperately want to do. And 5% of respondents said mental health and sleep. Okay. Again, that kind of comes back to the physical health piece, doesn't it? And while those are all great resolutions to have, I think the realm of financial goals or financial fitness often gets totally overlooked when it comes to making changes in your life. Be honest with me. If you're watching right now, was one of your goals to become more financially intelligent or financially literate? I mean, think about it. After all, when you are in school, you are not taught how to manage money. When you are in school, you are not taught to build wealth. When you go to school, you are taught to work for somebody else. What do you want to be when you grow up? Who do you want to work for? School teaches us to work for somebody else and to be a part of that system. School does not teach us how to buy performing assets, limit our liabilities, become an entrepreneur and start our own business or invest in performing assets. I don't know about what school you went to, but it certainly wasn't what school I went to. The only thing I learned how to do was to balance a checkbook. So this new year is the perfect time to take a look at your overall financial snapshot, get a direction, set your intentions on where you want to go over the next year. So let's dive into it. Let's talk about a few ways to set successful financial goals in 2022 that are sustainable, that are realistic, that are tailored to you. Now, my first tip here is to break the year down into smaller segments. So number one on my list, you've got to chunk it down, okay? Chunk it down, folks. Because think about it. As James Clear writes in his amazing book, Atomic Habits, we can achieve great things when we start to break it into smaller chunks. And think about the year, 365 days in a year. That's a huge chunk of time. And it could be hard to like wrap your head around a big, lofty one-year goal, right? When you think about 1 year, this year I want to do this. Instead, wouldn't it be better to break it down into this day I want to accomplish this one little tiny step forward? You know, there's a lot of language apps that are finding great success learning a foreign language by just doing 5-minute little chunks. There's an app called Drops, which I love. It's a 5-minute app. It'll send you a little notification that says, hey, do you have 5 minutes to check in and learn a new language? And so I've been practicing my different language learning with this app. 5 minutes while you're waiting in line to get a coffee or just sitting there, just reflect. 5 minutes. Right? And 5 minutes compounded over 365 days is tremendous amount of learning and a lot of growth. You know, it can be hard to wrap your head around a full year. You know, what will life look like a year from now? But with financial goals, I prefer to break down those yearly goals into quarterly goals. Very important to do it in a three-month chunk. One way to do this is with a balance sheet. Now, every quarter, we're updating that balance sheet. Set a goal or two, you know, that you want to hit on that balance sheet per quarter. This is going to look different for everyone. It could be picking up a new rental property or paying off a credit card. So take that three-month chunk and think about what you can improve. You know, last night, Natalie and I sat down for about an hour and we went through our different goal sheets for 2022. We, now that the kids are back in school, this was sort of like the week when we can actually get some stuff done. Like the kids are out of the house and back to school. Thank God. Christmas is done. Holidays are done. This is the week that we can actually focus on stuff. Last week, yay, people are still taking down Christmas decorations. A lot of kids are still home from school. Not a good week to really plan things. A lot of distractions. So last night, my wife, Natalie, printed out a number of papers with our 2021 goals and our from 2020 to 2021. And what does that look like? What were the differences in the different parts of our business and our investments? And in the areas we wanted to have 10% growth or 15% growth, we could see the different columns where we had tremendous growth. And overall, we had enormous growth from 2020 into 2021, right? And so then we wanted to set realistic goals for 2021 going into 2022. But I wanted to break them down by three-month chunks. For instance, you know, do we want to acquire additional rental properties in Q1, Q2? Putting those down, well, then what do you need to reverse engineer to get there, right? Like, well, what kind of a down payment do you need? Okay, well, then that means we need to save a certain amount per week or per month over those 3 months to have that down payment in order to make that additional purchase of a property. I'm not saying that's what I was doing. I'm just saying using that as an example, right? And it could be paying off a credit card. Maybe you have three credit cards, each of them with $5,000 or $6,000 or $7,000 in debt. Okay, well, how can you really zero in and try to pick off one of those cards in Q1? Now you only have two cards left, and then you're going to tackle the next one in Q2. So pick something that you can realistically make happen in those 3 months that will keep you on track to reaching your bigger yearly goal. There has to be something tangible, whether it's, maybe it's, I'm just going to throw this out there. Maybe it's eliminating $1,000 out of your monthly budget. You know, look at your monthly budget and think about your financial freedom number and think, my God, I'm spending $8,000 for my family to live every month. $8,000? Really? Is it really cost that much for me and my family to live comfortably? Well, maybe I'm wasting $100 here, a couple $100 there on different software, things I'm subscribed to that I didn't even notice. Okay, make that a goal. How can I cut some of the fat? That can be all a part of this financial fitness quarterly goal balancing that you're going to do in the first few days of this goal setting. And then I want you to next on this, in this journey, to channel into your why. Now I have a good friend who's gone through a tough time right now. And he texted me on WhatsApp the other night and he's had a major setback and he lives in Georgia now and he's just trying to get his life back in order. He and his wife and their child. And he's like, look, I just want to get out of this rat race. What do I need to do? I will do whatever it takes to get out of this rat race. So I've been going back and forth with him, helping him kind of think about this. One of the things I said to him is, well, why? What is your why? And he said, you know, I thought about this for like 24 hours, 48 hours. And he's like, it took me a long time. And he said, you know, I have a son who I'm just not there. I get home at 6 o'clock at night and I'm just exhausted and I don't have the time to spend with him for his development. And it really was, I found that touching. That was his why. He wants to spend more time with his family and less time commuting and being in an office. So on this goal sheet for 2022, I know it might sound kind of arbitrary and a little esoteric, but what is your why? You know, why do you want to build financial freedom in your life? What is the goal? I know you've probably heard me say this before, but I don't believe in setting arbitrary goals. And again, that's why most resolutions fail. People pick a goal with no reason and no motivation attached to it. And by the way, if you're just throwing out a random financial number, like I want to be a millionaire or I want to make $5 million, it's not going to happen if there's not a motivation and a why attached to it. Just to build, just to get gallons of money is not enough. What do you want to change in your life that fits with that goal? You have to have a driving force behind it. You know, how are you going to reach this goal and add value and meaning to your life, specifically with your financial goals? Your why needs to be something deeply important to you, and it has to be something other than money, because this is what's going to keep you going when things get tough, right? Think about that. You know, the thing is, when a lot of people start something new, they do it for money, and it fizzles out after a few weeks because they don't care about it. They don't have it, like, it doesn't speak to them. If you're just doing it for money, it's going to fail. Always. If you have a bigger purpose, put it on your vision board. Write it down. Write it down. If you take one piece of advice from today's show, let it be this: writing down your goals. It can seem like such a small thing, but it's actually one of the most powerful things you can do to create change. Here's an interesting statistic from a Harvard Business study. It found that 10 years after graduation, the 3% of MBA graduates who wrote down their goals ended up earning 10 times more than the other 97% of graduates combined. Think about that for a second. That goes to show that writing down your goals can help you achieve them. Really think about what you want to achieve financially by the end of the year and write it down. Now, I've talked about the focus journal. Maybe we can put it up here in the chat. We can drop it in the in the description. Yes. And that's the journal that I like to use, but from Michael Hyatt. I just ordered my new batch of 4 of them. It's great because they operate in quarters. So let me just pull it up here, the Focus Journal, Michael Hyatt, and we'll put a link to it. Again, I'm not affiliated with it in any way. I found that this system works really well for me. Each quarter, you can order a new one or just have it sent to you as a batch of 4 at the beginning of the year. My 4 of them just arrived, and I thought I had it laying around here somewhere. I don't. It's in the other room on my desk. But it asks you to break down your quarterly goals and your yearly goals at the beginning of the book. It's a great way to get all these ideas out, right? It gives you, and then it asks you to break them down and explain them in detail next. Like, there's a next section of pages where you have to go into detail about why it is you want to accomplish this. What is the motivation behind accomplishing this? And don't pick more than 10 big things. That's it. 10 is like the maximum space they give you. You're not going to do it if it's more than 10 things. I'm talking big things you want to accomplish. Like, one of the things I'd like to do this year is write a book. Okay. Another thing I want to do is, you know, I want to lose a certain amount of weight, right? How are you going to get there? You cannot focus on really more than 10 of these large things. And even 10 is a lot. 5 would be great. Write it down. Don in our chat says, with his guidance, I completed my goal last year with Tom Wheelwright, I live a tax-free life and I need to buy a home one a year. With Clayton teaching, we figured out that $60,000 annually and the goal is 10 rental properties. Right. So what do you need to live comfortably on? Write it down. Write down your goals and go from there. If you don't write it down, it's not going to happen. Just look at that Harvard Business Study. Next on my list is a really important one, and it's one that I fall victim to very often, daily. It's something I have to work against constantly. It's to not compare yourself to other people. You know, it's very easy for many of you here in the chat to say, oh, well, you know, Don has 10 properties. I'm not Don. I don't have what Don has. You're right. You're not Don. You're totally different from Don. You're totally different from Clayton. Don't compare yourself. It doesn't matter to a hill of beans what I've done, what Don's done, what you know, Teresa has done. We're all different people with all different circumstances. The same thing is true of when I'm working on a YouTube segment or something. I'm thinking, oh, this person's channel has it this. No, it's a failure. Don't do it. Don't compare yourself. We can learn from other people and have it guide us, right? But don't compare where you are currently. It doesn't matter. Finances are very individualized. That's why at Morris Invest, when people work with our team, we don't care what the other caller that we just had a meeting with, you know, at all compared to what this, the phone call that we're having with you right now, right? It's totally different. So we're going to have an individualized phone call with you. Everyone has different backgrounds and situations. Don't get caught up in what other people are doing. It's a surefire way to fail. This is why we created the Freedom Cheat Sheet. It's totally free. I want you to download it. If you go to our website, morrisinvest.com/freedom, we'll have a link in the description below. It's designed to help you, not somebody that you're going to compare yourself to, but it's going to help you pick a design a personalized goal based on your unique situation and numbers. Find accountability, you know, by looking at your own information, look at your own data. That's the only way you're going to actually be able to make a change. So don't compare yourself. Again, your financial freedom cheat sheet is based on your family's finances, your monthly expenses, and where do you want to go? Not what your neighbor's doing. You know, don't keep up with the Joneses. When I visited Savannah a number of years ago, one of my favorite cities that I would visit in the United States, Savannah, Georgia, what I learned is that there's a street called Jones Street in Savannah, one of the beautiful squares. There are a lot of streets down there with the squares in the center, a little park in the center. And Jones Street was where Keeping Up with the Joneses came from. And a lot of it was these houses on Jones Street. Each person would try to get more beautiful wrought iron fencing on the front steps. And so they would really compete to have like the most ornate wrought iron fences on Jones Street in Savannah. And so you could tell like who was keeping up with the Joneses by, you know, each of them trying to outdo the other person. Don't try to keep up with the Joneses. Who cares what the guy down the street is doing? Focus on yourself and your own family's goals. Today's episode is brought to you by Crowd Health. Look, you know, open enrollment is ending, right? But a lot of people still searching for their best healthcare options. And as you head into 2022, I mean, it's already 2022, and you're thinking about, you know, what can I do to improve my healthcare situation? It's important to make sure you're getting your money's worth. And that's where Crowd Health comes in. These guys are amazing. I've interviewed the CEO. I've had them on my show. I'm blown away by what they're able to do to make healthcare more flexible and affordable. Because look, it's a broken healthcare system. And that's why Andy Schoonover founded the company, by the way, because it is an absolute mess out there. And what if you could do this with a more flexible and affordable way of living? And so, you know, when you're shopping around out there, you can go to joincrowdhealth.com/99 to find out how Crowd Health can save you 40 to 60% in healthcare costs each year. Yes, you heard me correctly. If you go to joincrowdhealth.com/99, you can see how you can save 40 to 60% in your healthcare costs each year. And the reason is it's a modern way to pay medical expenses. The way that they came up with this is kind of mind-blowing. Crowd Health is a community of people who are tired of paying into a broken system. So what you do is you become a Crowd Health community member. You can save hundreds of dollars monthly and put thousands of dollars back in your pocket. Monthly membership, you know, you work as a subscription, so you can start or stop whenever it's convenient for you. You have simple and transparent pricing, customized to fit your needs. Crowd Health lowers your monthly healthcare costs, and you can see any doctor that you want to. You can use their app. You can find any doctor in the country with a qualified ranking score. You can scan your bills, throw them away, and Crowd Health takes care of it from there. It's amazing. Crowd Health gets rid of insurance middlemen and passes the savings on to its members. 100% of your monthly membership pays for actual healthcare costs, helping the whole Crowd Health community stay healthy while keeping more money in your pocket. So here's what you're able to do. Crowd Health is able to offer amazing prices because of its community of health conscious members. And they have an amazing offer just for my listeners. You're going to get your first 6 months for just $99 per month. That's a savings of almost 50% off their standard pricing and a lot less than one of those crappy high deductible plans. Just go to joincrowdhealth.com/99 and you have to enter the code INVESTING at sign up. That's joincrowdhealth.com/99, promo code INVESTING. Crowd Health is not health insurance. It's a community-powered alternative. Terms and conditions may apply. These guys are amazing. Next, let's talk about find accountability that keeps your goals in front of you. This one can come in many different forms. Maybe it's checking in with a spouse or a like-minded friend or a mentor. Maybe it means going to local real estate meetup groups. There's plenty of them. If you go to meetup.com, you can find a lot of local real estate meetup investment groups. Okay, that's a great way to maybe find a like-minded person who you can, you know, an accountability partner. Maybe finding a mentor or a mastermind group. Mastermind groups can be great, where four of you, three of you meet every week on a Skype call or a Zoom call, and you kind of round robin at the beginning and say, okay, Janice, I know you were working on this last week. Did you do it? Right? That person's going to hold you accountable. Very important. But you can also do this for yourself. You know, every morning making it a part of your routine to kind of check in on your goals and journaling and making sure that you're crossing things off your list as you're achieving them. You can even work with my team. My team does that at Morris Invest. You know, we hold you to account. We're going to be checking in with you on a regular basis to see that we're on track to meet your financial goals. Or maybe you're even out there finding support in the comments section right here on YouTube. Maybe there's someone here who will, you know, be happy to meet up with you and hold you to account here in our comment section on this video. It's important to have someone in your side, on your side, to cheer you on. Next, you need to stay motivated in your financial fitness. You need to make this goal part of your life by renewing your motivation on a regular basis. Now, one of the things that we do, my wife and I at least, is once a month, sit down and kind of look at where our family is and renew our goals and renew our planning for that following month. And I love our yearly check-in. I mean, a year is too far. You really should be doing this monthly. And I honestly even think doing it weekly. Now, one thing you can do is set a reminder on your iPhone or your Android device, or your computer, whatever device you have, to do a weekly review. This is an important part of the Getting Things Done methodology by David Allen. His GTD method, he has the review process, is arguably the most important part of his entire project system. Set a review time. Maybe it's Friday afternoon. After you're done with your work week, you sit down over a cup of coffee, and for 1 hour, you review your projects and your goals every week. And maybe there's a project on that list that you keep pushing it off. In the review process, you'll notice, you'll be like, you know what? I don't really want to open a Pilates studio right now. Like, that was something fun I was thinking about doing. I just don't really care about doing that. And you keep pushing that off. You know what? That review time is going to have you remove that and put it in your someday maybe folder. Your review time is an amazing way for you to continue to check in to see if you're on target. You know, if you just write down your goals at the beginning of the year and then you forget about them, you know, it's good that you wrote them down, but come on, you've got to have a regular check-in time. Now, you can do this by staying motivated. You can be reading motivational books, journaling, listening to podcasts, watching YouTube videos, checking. You know, one thing I would suggest that you do is something called hyper-scheduling as well. And one thing you can do with your calendar is open up your calendar app. I personally, on my Mac, I love using Fantastical, okay? And I open up my calendar, and then I take my goal sheet out next to it. And I say, okay, I want to write this book. I want to achieve this thing. Well, you need to schedule that on your calendar and be intentional about it week to week to week. And this is where the review process comes in. So look at your week. You've got three projects that you want to tackle. Okay, then I want you to open your calendar and schedule out those individual hours that you're going to work on this thing. You want to learn a new language. Well, you're not going to learn a new language by just practicing once a month. Schedule that time on the calendar. Practice, you know, Italian, you know, tomorrow at 3 p.m. And during that time, that's when you're working on that project. Nothing's going to get in your way. You're not going to be opening emails. You're not going to be fooling around. Hyper-scheduling, or block scheduling, as it's called, is something that I've been using a lot more in 2022, or towards the end of 2021 and into this year. I find it really powerful. When those times pop up on your watch or your alert, you get an alert that you're going to be practicing this particular thing right now or working on this one project. That's the hour that you've devoted to that time. Do it. Stick to it. I want you to watch my interview with a new investor that we had just recently. A huge part of his success was how he integrated learning into his daily routine. He was so disciplined. Jibby was his name. We just did an interview with Jibby on our show. He was so disciplined in investing his knowledge, and that manifested into investing monetarily. Watch that interview. We'll link it in the description below. I think it'll motivate all of you to take action. Next, regularly schedule check-ins to measure your progress. Again, this is the review process. You can do it whenever you want, but I would put this on your calendar. It's an appointment with yourself. I can't think of a more important, think of it like a doctor's checkup. It, to me, there is no more important meeting than this one weekly meetup with yourself. Schedule it. Maybe it's Sunday afternoon, you know, before the week starts, or it's a Friday evening after the week ends. Schedule that hour. You're going to sit down on a lounge chair, get out your iPad, whatever, get out your notepad, whatever you're going to do, and you're going to sit there and you're going to review your progress from the week before. Did you take 3 or 4 or 5 meaningful steps towards reaching your goals? I'm telling you, this is a powerful video, guys. What I'm telling you here could change your life if you stick to it. You know, setting reminders in your calendar to take a look at your goals, your balance sheet, the progress that you've made. All of these, I mean, these are my best tips for ramping up your financial fitness in 2022. And not all of these things are going to work for everybody. For instance, having the Michael Hyatt full focus journal might not work for you. You might be a simple to-do list person, right? Where you literally have an index card and you have 10 things or 5 things or 3 things that you want to accomplish for that day. Great. If you're an index card kind of person, great. If you really like the scheduling process of using a calendaring app for hyper-focused, hyper-scheduling or block scheduling as it's called, that might be the thing that changes your life. You know, pick one, pick a couple and meld them together like I've done. It's been transformative for me. Which tips do you think can help you get there? And what are some of your tips for making resolutions stick? Drop me a comment below. I would love to hear them. And if you're ready to take action and become a real estate investor, please book a call with our team by going to morrisinvest.com. When you go to morrisinvest.com, let me show you here on the screen. It's very simple to do. Click on the free book a call button right here. When you go to our website, click on that. Book a call with our team and a little calendar will pop up. You pick the 30 minutes that works for you. Please put in your correct phone number and we will call you at that time so we can help you on your financial journey and see if real estate investing is a good fit for you. If it's not, we'll make sure that we're pointing you in the right direction and get you set up for success in 2022.